And in a little while, I'll say he is risen, and then you know what to do. Maybe. We'll see. But it is good to have everybody here this morning, and we do trust and wish you a very happy Easter. And what a wonderful way to begin Easter in having a wonderful and beautiful Easter service. I trust that this service will be very meaningful to you, and it will begin, I know it's 10 o'clock in the morning already, but that it will begin a beautiful and wonderful Easter day for you and your family. We just want to make sure that you have a great time today. And we have a wonderful service planned for you, and we trust that you'll enjoy it. So with that, we're going to have the praise team come. And so let's stand and sing as the praise team gets us into worship this morning.
You live, you die, you stand in truth.
He is risen. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Well, this week you'll notice that there's just not a lot on the agenda except that we go back to regular schedule. And we will, of course, Wednesday morning we'll have our regular services and then at 11 o'clock. If you're visiting here this morning looking for a midweek service, morning service, we have a service Bible study, kind of like the good old-fashioned prayer meeting on Wednesday, but we have it on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, and we'd love to have you come and join us, and so do that. And then, of course, next Sunday, we're back to regular schedule, 9 o'clock or 9:30 for Sunday school, and 10 o'clock, 10:30 for morning service. So we're glad that you're here today, and we trust that you're going to enjoy this time together. We don't have a lot of other things on the schedule, except that just to make sure that you look at your bulletin. If you didn't get one, they're back there. And yes?
Yes. The teacher asks, where would we find the open room where I can meet with Passover my disciples and all that?
Well, I tell you, you know what? I have a room back here. Why don't you just follow me?
Thank you.
So check your bulletin and make sure that you have everything in there that you need to do and need to know. And I think that you'll just have any questions, let us know. All right, Daryl's going to come and take us into some further worship this morning. And so let's just stand together and he'll have you sit down whenever he's ready. Let's stand.
You can turn something down. I don't know what. But it's hurting my ears. Glory to his name. Down at the cross where my Savior died for you and for me. All together.
Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing your sin I cried. There to my heart comes the blood of mine.
There to my been very eager to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. For I tell you now that I will not eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Father. Take this. Share it amongst yourselves, for I will not drink wine again until the kingdom of God comes. Thank you, Father. Take this. This is my body. It is broken for you. Do this to remember me. I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me. Father, who is it? It's the one whom I give the bread I dip in the bowl. Hurry, do what you're going to do. Let us go and pray. Tonight, all of you will desert me. As the scriptures say, God will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised from the dead, I will go ahead of you to Galilee and meet you there.
My Lord, even if everyone else betrays you, I will never betray you.
Peter, I tell you the truth. This very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny 3 times that you even know me.
No. Even if I have to die for you, I will never deny you.
Jesus led his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he was betrayed by a friend. They seized him and accused him of being the Messiah, the Son of God. And for what? For this? 30 pieces of silver? I think not. I think not. What have I done? What have I done?
when I think of you, Lord, and I say, who am I? That you'd leave your father and come here to die.
He spoke the words, Lord, you heeded the call. Picture you painted to me says it all. On a canvas as your pen, you sign the pardon for the souls of men. And the pages of time, Lord, speaks of your love, how the world's greatest story is written in blood. I read your word, Lord, what gets to my heart? How you wrote the ending right from the start. Every tongue will confess. Best work of art was your masterpiece. On a canvas of wood with nails as your pen, you signed the pardon for the souls of men. In the pages of time, Lord, speaks of your love, how the world's great. I'm moved by your mercy, amazed by your grace, keeps me forever seeking your face. On a canvas of wood with nails as your pen,
will you sign the pardon for the souls of men?
And the pages of time, Lord, speaks of your love, how the world's greatest story, how the world's greatest story was written.
Father, we do love you today. This story, this event, this thing that happened always reminds us of the full sacrifice of heaven. Father, you sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth, leaving the the beauty and the wonder of heaven. To come to this earth to live as a man, all man. To live that life that was meant for Adam to live. He failed. But Lord Jesus, you didn't fail. And then you went to that cross, sinless, perfect, and yet went to that cross to die for our sins. It had to be the perfect sacrifice, and you were it. And we can only say this morning, Lord, we're so thankful that you are willing to go to that cross for us. The very gift of salvation, the walk of life in holiness, that is all centered around what you did for us. And then, Lord, just to realize that 3 days later, you came out of that tomb and you conquered death and you conquered hell and anything and all those things, Lord, that were supposed to be a part of sin and is part of the sinful life. You did that so that we could have eternal life. So it wasn't just the cross, Lord, it was that resurrection morning. And Lord, we're just here today to celebrate. We're here today because you did what you did. And we want to thank you and praise you. And Lord, whenever one person comes to you in repentance, whenever one person comes to you and confesses their sin and says, Lord, come into my heart, come into my life, Lord, we know that person obtains eternal life because you made it possible. And we just want to thank you today. And what we have seen here these last few minutes are the story, are the event that took place to that point. But it sure didn't stop at the cross because it was finished at the tomb. And now today, Lord, you're there on the right hand of our Father, praying for us, praying in intercession for us. And you said that you came that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. And this morning we can have life, this life, more abundant and free. How we thank you this morning and praise you. Lord, I know that all over this city today there are Easter services taking place. And the message of the cross, and more so the message of the open tomb, are being shown and preached and portrayed in different ways. But it all has the same message and it all has the same hope. Jesus Christ is alive and well. And because you live, we can live. So I pray today, Lord, that you would bless this city today. I pray that you would bless this country today. I pray, God, that this morning, this moment, when more emphasis is being put on you than perhaps any other time of the week, people would listen. People would wake up and listen. We need a revival in this country. Lord, we need you to be shown as to who you are. We need to see God come alive in this world and in this country today. And I pray for that. I pray, Lord, that you would be with us today as we continue this service. Lord, we have shown the one part. Now we're going to show the other part. And I pray, God, that you would be glorified and lifted up in all of it. We praise you and thank you, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. 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 We're going to get ready to receive God's tithes and your offerings this morning. And as the ushers come, we will receive those gifts of love and take this moment to remember that it is still a moment of worship. And we're so glad that you're here this morning to share this time together with us. Father, thank you for these gifts. Thank you, Lord, for the precious opportunity to give to this moment, to give to your kingdom. Lord, we thank you and praise you. I pray that you bless this offering today, and may it lift you up and be a blessing to you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The choir may come.
All right. I blew it. My fault. Let's stand together this morning and let's meet in each other and shake hands with each other. And then Daryl's going to bring us in back to where we're supposed to be.
I live because he has risen. I live to worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you're alive. Because you're alive. Because you're alive. I live.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Wait for everybody to sit down.
Together in his name,
Are we like the ones who merely watch? Is that why we came? Are we like the sister here who truly enters in spirit and in truth? Have you come to worship Him? In your hand, are you touching Him? In your heart, are you loving Him? And in your hands, are you holding on to Him? Oh, the source of life is right there in your hands. Hands, are you holding on to Him? He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And with your hands, are you holding on to Him? Oh, the source of life is right here in your hands.
Like a dry and parched desert, we cry out for the waters of our Creator's refreshing love. Like frightened sheep, we yearn for the comfort of our shepherd's steadfast love. Like prodigals running scared, we long for the security of our Father's redeeming love. And God knows every need and hears every cry. His great mercy has given us a new birth and a living hope through the resurrection. Thank you.
A love woven boldly into the fabric of human history. An unrelenting, unfailing love from the father to his wayward children. A love that found its ultimate expression in sacrifice. A plan formed before time itself existed became reality on a cruel cross. God himself took up our human likeness, identified it with our human weakness, and paid our debt in sin. Hallelujah. What a Savior.
Amen.
Sorrows, what a name for the
Yes, he died alone. But thank God the story doesn't end there. After the Sabbath, on the third day since Jesus' crucifixion, three women came to anoint the dead body of their Lord. What they found, however, was not what they expected. As they approached an empty tomb, sorrow turned to fear, which turned to astonishment, which turned to joy. Jesus had risen. Death triumphant, over sin victorious. Jesus Christ, the Lord of all, now sits at the right hand of the Father, risen and reigning. The Lord of creation is the Lord of life. But he comes to us ever so gently, never forcing himself, but softly seeking entrance to the kingdoms at war within you. Will you allow him to reign in your heart?
Jesus came according to the Father's plan and willingly gave himself as a perfect and all-sufficient sacrifice. What he came to do, he accomplished, opening a new and living way for us to approach God and to receive eternal life. God's word also tells us that he's coming back to bring us home, to live with him forever. Oh yes, he's coming. Amen. This time not as a servant, but as a king.
Amen.
Not as a victim, but as a conqueror.
Right. Right.
Not as the man of sorrows, but as Lord.
Amen.
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 Oh,
perpetrated. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen.
Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say.
The whole story, and the tomb is open today. And whosoever will may come to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ truly has risen.
Amen.
I want us to, just before we go, I do want to give a little acknowledgement here. For the past week, I was going to help Bill put this tomb together. It's a lot of work putting that thing together. And I only helped him for about 2 hours. The rest of it, he and Paul and Autumn did. And I want you to give them a really good hand for all the work they have done on that. It's a beautiful thing. Well, we're going to pray, and then we're going to wish you a happy Easter and have you go and do whatever it is you're going to do today with your families in this wonderful Easter day. Father, we've shared the message. We've shared the thoughts. We've shared the victory. And we just want to give you all the praise today. Lord, when we... When we start out the morning, in our own private prayer, we just said, Lord, this is a day for you to be blessed. And I pray that you've been blessed today. I pray that you have received glory and honor and worship and majesty. And I pray today, Lord, that this message, the very beautiful message of salvation, the wonderful message of eternal life, will ring out among this land, and people will once again know who Jesus is. Lord, ring out your message, I pray. I pray, God, that you would just go with us now. I pray that you would give each one of these wonderful people today a great Easter Sunday, a great time of family and food and fun or whatever they're going to do. But throughout the day, may they remember and know Jesus Christ lives. He is risen. And we praise you and thank you, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace.